Accessing library computer data.
And to make sure history never forgets the name Enterprise.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Penske Podcast. If you haven't tuned in before, this is a podcast where we are running through all 178 episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation, giving our thoughts and feelings about each and every one. We're not going to be giving our thoughts in this video, though. This is a wrap-up video that I do after every season ends. I'm just going to take about 10 to 15 minutes and give my general thoughts of the season, how I think everything shaped out, how I thought it compared to what I thought going in, all that stuff. So for an agenda for the day, for those who work in offices, we're going to go through general thoughts, go through some awards, rankings of the characters in top five and bottom five episodes of the season. Then we're going to wrap up the episode with a going forward session. We'll talk about some things as they're pertinent to the podcast about how we're going to go forward for the next two seasons and a little bit of housekeeping and all that stuff. And then at the very end, we're going to do a giveaway, our very first giveaway from this podcast. We're going to be giving away a prize, and that will all be explained at the end of this episode. So sit tight. 10 minutes from now, we'll get to it. So general thoughts for Season 5 of Star Trek. This one, I thought going in, this was going to be a contender for the strongest season, and I think it's ended up pretty much tied with Season 3 in some ways. Numerically, I rank these on a scale of 1 to 5, and then I take an average at the end of the season. Season 3 and Season 5 are now 3.15, and they're both 3.15, which is unlikely, but not unusual, I guess, when you're using such a broad scale ranking as 1 to 5. So it ended up the same. I still feel the same, that season 3 probably had higher highs and lower lows than this season did. Season 4 was a very middling season, where I felt that the show had improved, but it did not nearly get to the heights of season 3. Season 5 is kind of similar. There's really good episodes in season 5, obviously. Some all-time classics like Inner Light and Cause and Effect. If anything, though, I'd say that season 5 is more about this strong second tier. We had things like Disaster, Redemption, Power Play, Iborg, all really strong episodes that aren't classics, but were very, very good standalone episodes. They all got 4s on our scale. And if anything, that speaks in season 5's favor, where the show is generally getting better. There aren't as many clunkers as there used to be. However, the newness is kind of gone, and a lot of the stories aren't as exciting, or they feel more rehashy than they did in Season 3. So I think Season 3 is still the contender for the best season at this point to me. This was the last season Gene Roddenberry saw before he passed away. He lived, he was with us for the first couple episodes of this season. It was a strong season. I felt it was better going in than when I actually got through it. It had a really terrible stretch early on, which was probably a contender for one of the worst stretches just outside of the first season that the show actually had. That stretch was, what the hell was it? I wrote it down somewhere, but I'll get to it. It was the Year of Children. There's a lot of kids in this episode. In these episodes, Alexander and Molly make their appearances. Alexander comes on as a semi-regular guest. Disaster had kids in it. The Game was Wesley Crusher along with First Duty. Hero Worship had the kid worshiping androids like Data, Cost of Living, Imaginary Friend. A lot of kids in this season, which kind of brings it down a little bit, in my opinion. Episodes with focusing on kids are generally not the best. Ensign Roe was introduced in season 5, which was impressive. I think she had 5 episodes which she was featured in, and I think she has 2 more appearances across the rest of the series, so she was front-loaded into season 5. Her story is interesting. It would obviously spark the DS9 story with filling in details about the Bajorans. Nurse Ogawa even got additional speaking roles in this one. She was talking to Dr. Crusher instead of just saying yes, doctor, whenever Crusher would say something. It was a good, solid season. The bad stretch was from The Game to Masterpiece Society, which is like a stretch of 8 episodes, which is a huge chunk of the season. It's almost a third of the season, where nothing was really great. The highest that we saw was a 3, and probably weak 3s. Not a very good stretch for the show. The Game all the way to Masterpiece Society. So yeah, in general, not as middle of the road as season 4. This wasn't as great as season 3. It was more of an ensemble season. I'll get to that when I talk about how the characters worked out. But there were more episodes from this season 5 that were focused on the ensemble as opposed to individual character episodes like season 4 was. Season 4 was very interested in developing the characters by sort of showing us their families and introducing all these characters that were in their backstories and things like that. So episodes tended to focus on characters specifically. Season 5 had a lot of ensemble shows. Riker, Geordi, Crusher, and Troi, by my count, only have one episode each of the season that actually ties to them as an individual character. Picard and Data had the most. Worf had a couple. So the remainder there are ensemble things, which I would consider to be like Disaster, Power Play, Redemption. Redemption is kind of a Worf story, but not really. Iborg is very much a ensemble piece. So that's it. Very good. Let's get to some awards for the season. Biggest surprise episode was Power Play. I was really shocked by how strong that episode was. I always remembered it as being kind of generic, just a generic action Star Trek episode, and it's actually really good. It fits into the ensemble thing I was just talking about. The storyline is clever. Good use of action. The show doesn't do action well, but when it does do it very good, it's very noticeable. And you even get Chief O'Brien in there playing up a major role. Biggest letdown goes to Unification. Unification was, if not the worst episode of the show or this season, it was the biggest waste of time. Just because they had Spock, they had this all lined up. We got to see Romulus. We get to do all this Romulan Empire stuff. We get Spock again, and they don't put him on the bridge. He doesn't really have anything to do. Romulus is boring as hell. Sela is boring as hell. Romulus, what we see, is basically out on a street, a soup mart, and then a bureaucrat's office. It was a two-parter episode, brought back Sarek, and it was a huge failure. Unification is just, I think it was just such a letdown and such a disappointment, especially over a two-parter. There's no reason for that to have happened. Terrible, terrible. The award for best script goes to The Inner Light. Inner Light is wonderfully written. They managed to pack a lot of time passage into just 45 minutes. Tells a complete story. And it's brutally devastating, uplifting at the same time, heartbreaking, very sad. It throws everything into this script, and it all comes out smelling like roses, and it really works really, really well. One of the best episodes that the show ever did, undeniably. It's just a really wonderful, wonderful script. Most forgettable. I had to look up what this episode was about when I was doing these rankings. It was the only one from the season that I didn't remember. It's the Alexander Returns episode, if anyone remembers the name. 3, 2, 1, Newground. I did not remember what Newground was. Looking at it, I don't remember what happened in the episode now that I had to Wikipedia and I just saw Alexander and realized that, oh, that's the one he comes back. I remember him yelling at Worf in the holodeck. And I remember that Alexander is now a part of the crew, essentially. So that's it. The most forgettable episode is Newground. Most underused character, in my opinion, it's a tie. It sort of depends on if you consider Cause and Effect to be a Crusher episode. If you do, then Riker is the most underused, I think. If you don't, I think it's Crusher, because she doesn't really have any episode that's dedicated to her if you don't consider Cause and Effect. Personally, I'm sort of disappointed in the way that the Riker character is going, because someone who is so present in the first and second seasons and third seasons has really disappeared, and it's a shame because I love the character and I love the way Frakes plays him. He's the deepest of the characters in terms of characterization at this point. There's a lot of ways that you can play a Riker story. You can have him be this sort of surly commanding officer who doesn't put up with any shits, or you can have him be the ladies' man. You can have him be sort of the jokester. He's kind of like the practical. He's got the best sense of humor out of anyone on the crew. So I'm always a little bit disappointed that they don't do much with him. Who won the season? Picard. It's a Picard season with Darmok, Inner Light, and Unification. Unification is terrible, but Darmok and Inner Light are two of the probably top 10 shows that of the series, really. So there's no doubt in my mind that it goes to Picard. Data would come into a second with Hero Worship, Silicon Avatar, and Time's Arrow. None of those are really great, but he had by far, he had the second most episodes after Picard. They both had 3. And his are just not quite as good, so it's definitely a Picard win. Lost season goes to Riker, Crusher, and Troi. They each had one episode, and they all kind of faded off into the distance. I would consider Riker to be the biggest disappointment out of that. Troi gets her usual terrible episode, which was Violations, which wasn't terrible, but it's the typical Troi gets mentally invaded kind of thing. The worst script from season 1 goes to the Masterpiece Society. Masterpiece Society is a the worst script from season 1. This is the script that most reminded me of season 1, and it's Masterpiece Society. It feels pulled right out of the scripts of season 1 or 2. Has a ethical quandary that doesn't mean anything. The colonists are boring. Has a comet on a collision course with the planet type plot. It deals with eugenics, like a super heady topic, and doesn't do it well. And it really just comes down to the fact that the ethical quandary that the show in that episode is trying to present to us is not a decision at all. If the Enterprise doesn't rescue these people or tell them about the comet, they all get obliterated. And arguing that interfering in their lifestyle is worse than letting them die is probably the worst decision that the show is trying to say that it believes in. It was just, it's a really pointless, stupid episode, and it's super boring. And we get to see Picard chastise Troi for no particular reason about her relationship. Best title goes to iBorg. iBorg. It's a takeoff of iRobot, but it, you know, it succinctly sums up what the episode is about in a pithy little title. iBorg. It's the best title of season 5. Worst title goes to Ethics. Not a good show. Not a good title for a show. The show is fine. It's average. But Ethics is just the worst episode title I think you can possibly come up with. You might as well just call it Script. You might as well just call it Space Story. Ethics. I don't know what they were thinking. It's definitely not a case of the title coming first, like cause and effect might be. That's it. Let's quickly run through the top and bottom five. I'll do videos where I break this down more in detail, so I'm going to go through this quickly. Start with the worst five. Fifth worst episode, Hero Worship. Data gets admired by a boy. The fourth best episode, or fourth worst, fourth worst. I'm counting down, sorry, getting confused. Fourth worst episode of season 5 is Imaginary Friend. Kids, a spaceship bumping into stuff, and an imaginary friend that shoots lightning bolts at people. Number 3, the third worst episode, Cost of Living. Loxana and Alexander have their episode in their holodeck adventure. It's not terrible, but it's really not. There's no reason to ever watch that episode again, right? There's no reason. Loxana has her one good scene in it, and that's about it. Second worst episode, Unification. The other episodes I mentioned above this might be worse than Unification. Unification is a huge letdown, as I mentioned before. The Spock thing is so poorly done that it is just astounding that you waste 2 hours watching that episode and nothing comes of it. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel like a callback. You don't see Spock on the bridge. You don't see anything that people want. Real bad. Unification is the second worst episode of season 5. And that leaves number 1, the worst episode of season 5. You might have predicted it from earlier, Masterpiece Society. Worst script, and it's just stupid. It's a stupid, stupid episode, and no one can convince me otherwise. Masterpiece Society is really boring, really dumb, and doesn't know what it's talking about, and that makes it the worst episode of season 5. Top 5, the fifth best, Power Play. Talked about that. Great ensemble, good action piece, very interesting plot. It's a top 5 episode from the season. Number 4, Conundrum. I love me the Star Trek mysteries, and Conundrum is one of their best, I think. The Lysian Command, the crew gets their minds wiped, and Commander McDuff appears out of nowhere, and Commander McDuff informs them that they are at war with the Lysians, and the Enterprise needs to go in and destroy the Central Command. It's a whodunit, it's a who are we, and it's all that stuff, and it's one of my favorites. It's a great little mystery. Number 4, Conundrum. Number 3, Darmok. Darmok, it's sort of quintessential Star Trek, right? Overcoming differences in communication and overcoming not understanding a different race and getting along together, working together to solve a problem with a great sacrifice on one person's side. It's really clever. It gets around the universal translator thing really well. The script is really tight, and it's a touching, charming little episode that's really clever and really great sci-fi. So Darmok, number 3. Inner Light, number 2. A fantastic one. I'm torn about this one and being number 2 or number 1. It's a Hugo winner for good reason. It's one of the saddest scripts the show ever did. It's really fantastic. It's not all that exciting of an episode. It's not one you can rewatch over and over, I don't think, but the concept of just losing that amount of time is huge. And such a heady thing, something you really think about, something that would be shocking to go through. But what Picard does in that episode is sort of superhuman in how he recovers from it. It's got that fantastic ending with the flute and Picard. It's just a really wonderful episode. It's definitely one of the top 5 shows that the show ever did. The Inner Light. For good reason. Everyone thinks that one thinks very highly of that one, and for good reason. Number 1, you probably guessed it by now, it's Cause and Effect. I can see an argument about whether or not Cause and Effect is better than Inner Light or vice versa. I'm going to stick with Cause and Effect just because I love the concept. It's a sci-fi kind of episode that I love when Star Trek does. Everyone remembers the Enterprise blowing up. The cold open is fantastic. It's Brandon Braga at his best. The ending is great. Fraser Crane is involved. It's such a cool turn on the 5-act structure. It's got a great poker scene. Everything about that one It's like Clay said in the episode, when you think of Star Trek The Next Generation, it's one of the first episodes you think of. And I think for that reason, it's going to be my number one episode from season 5. Cool. Just our last bit of factoids before we get to the going forward. Season 5, using the Stardate calculator, took place from July 16th, 2367 to July 23, 2368. Just in case you were wondering, the show ended in 2368. All right, cool. Going forward, thank you guys very much for listening to the podcast. I appreciate it hugely. It's been a lot of fun. We've got 2 more seasons to go, and after that, who knows what we do. So a little bit of information, the polling on YouTube now. I've realized that you can do polls on YouTube. So if you're watching the video on YouTube, I apologize to our podcast listeners. But if you're on YouTube and you click in the upper right-hand corner of the video, there's a little gray circle with an eye in it. If you click on it, it'll bring up a poll function, and you can vote for where you would rank the episodes on our scale of 1 to 5. It's been a lot of fun seeing what people think. Inner Light is running away with 5s. People are torn about iBorg. So that's kind of the place that we're at. But it's been fun to see how people feel about it. If you don't feel like leaving a comment, it's an anonymous way to just sort of vote and let your opinion be heard. And guys, as always, I might not mention this very often, but you can email the Penske File Video at gmail.com. So it's the Penske File Video at gmail.com. You can always email me with what you think if you don't want to leave a comment on YouTube or things like that. You can always email me. Let me know what's going on, what you think, what you're feeling, any suggestions, any changes you have, all that stuff. So sorry, iTunes, I can't come up with a better way. If you listen to this podcast as an MP3 download, I can't think of a good way to do polling for you guys, unfortunately. But feel free, obviously, to follow me on Twitter at ThatPenskeFile. You can send an email to ThePenskeFileVideo at Gmail if you want to do that, all that stuff. Guys, thank you very much. We're going to be doing some more going forward news, actually. Sorry, I'm just reading through this paper. We're going to start doing TOS and the TOS movies to coincide with Generations. So I'm going to do 6 episodes of the original series and then the 6 movies. And we'll probably stagger them towards the end of the Next Generation run, maybe once a week, until the last movie of TOS will wrap up before we're due to do Generations, the movie. I feel that way. I don't want to go through all of the original series. I don't think it's worth it. So I've picked out 6 episodes that I think will be a good sort of coverage. And then we'll go through the movies. And that way we will be familiar with Kirk and Co. after we get to Generations. So it'll be a good refresher for that one, where Kirk and Picard obviously are in the same movie. So that'll be good. Let me know if you have any episodes that, from the original series, you'd like us to cover. I do have a list. I might break that down some point in the future. But it would be stuff like Balance of Terror, Spock's Brain, his classic Trouble with Tribbles, City on the Edge of Forever, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to do 6 of them in the Con, Space Seed, things like that. Cool. And let's see, anything else here before we get to the giveaway? All right, so this has been a lot of fun, and I'm considering going forward with Deep Space Nine after this. But I'm considering, and I want to hear people's opinions about Patreon. I'm considering setting up a Patreon account. I don't know if I have the listenership to make it worth it. I don't want people to feel obligated. The show is never going to be behind a paywall or anything like that. But I do feel that I put enough time of the week into this where I feel that at least covering the hosting costs would be nice, to be able to get that done over the course of a month or a year or whatever. So I don't know if I have the listenership. I don't want to be embarrassed by putting up a Patreon and having no one back it. So if people want to leave me feedback about where you think, you don't have to say if you would back it or give a dollar or anything like that, but just let me know what the general sense on Patreon is from people. I back a couple Patreon things. I don't, obviously don't back everything that I listen to, and I can understand people not wanting to. I can understand feeling hesitant about putting your credit card into things like that, but I do like Patreon. I do think it's worthwhile to give something back to content creators every once in a while. This sounds a little bit selfish, but I'm just talking about the people that I support on Patreon. I always feel, you know, you just give a dollar at a time and everything helps. But let me know about that. Let me know how it goes. I'm not looking to make it rich. I would just like to be able to cover hosting costs and maybe do more giveaways and things like that. I'd consider doing something like tiers, where if you got to a certain tier, maybe you could get a exclusive podcast or something like that, or you could recommend a movie or a series that we would watch and discuss, something like that. So give me your feedback on that. You can email thepenskefilevideo at gmail.com or hit me up on Twitter, put it in the comments below, any of that jazz. All right. Oh, and one of the peers for the tiers for the Patreon would be, I think, to get to Deep Space Nine and do that. So I don't want to say that I'm holding that series hostage, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right, so let's get to the thing that everyone has been waiting for. We're going to get to the giveaway here. And what I'm doing is I'm giving away a t-shirt on Spreadshirt.com. It's going to be the Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra shirt with a Picard playing guitar, the alien captain playing drums, and then September 30th, 1991 is the tour date, I think. I'll put a link in the video description below. A link will be in the blog post for this one. So maybe you can see it on iTunes or you can see it on thepenskypodcast.com where you can find all these episodes. I'm going to be giving that away. I'll pay for the shirt. I'll pay for shipping. What we're going to do to win this Darmok and Jalad t-shirt is I'm going to do basically a ticket system here. There are going to be three things you can do to get four tickets. I'll explain that in a second. So there's basically going to be a maximum of four tickets per person that you can put into this raffle, and you get them by doing three things. You get one ticket if you leave a YouTube comment on this video. Let me know your best and worst episodes from season five. If you leave a comment on this video with the best and worst from season five episode ranking, in your opinion, leave that comment on this wrap-up video on YouTube, you get a lottery ticket. If you go to our Facebook page, we have a Facebook now. It's called facebook.com/thepenskypodcast. If you go there and you leave a comment on this video, the wrap-up video on Facebook, leave a comment there, you'll get another ticket into the raffle. And then the third one is the hardest, so you'll get two tickets if you do that. If you go to our iTunes and you leave a written rating review on our iTunes page for the Penske podcast, you'll get two tickets there. So if you do any of these things, and especially iTunes, if you do iTunes and I can't recognize your name, send me an email telling me what your alias is and when you left the review. And if you send that to thepenskyfilevideo@gmail.com, that'll be good. YouTube, if I can reply to you, I can just let you know a winner there. If you're on Facebook and I can reply to you there, that's another way to do it. If you feel hesitant and you want to let me know that you did all three, send me a email. So the way it'll work is I'll go through, I'll tally up all these things, all the times that you've done these three things, which would be leave a YouTube comment of the best and worst season five on this video. Go to Facebook and leave a comment on this video, this post for this video. Or if you go to iTunes and leave us a review, you get two tickets for that. I'm going to keep track of all the names, put them in a spreadsheet, and however many tickets you get is how many times your name shows up. And then I'm going to go to random.org, pick a random number, and that'll be the row on the spreadsheet that gets the t-shirt. Sound fair? I hope it does. The winner will be announced on June 5th, which is the Relics episode, the Scotty episode Relics. So June 5th will be the winner. So try to do this as quick as possible. If you want the shirt, I'll pay for the shipping and everything. You'll just let me know via email what size you'd want to get. So again, the giveaway. You're going to get a t-shirt. You get tickets by doing three things. You can leave a comment on this YouTube video. You can go to our Facebook page at the facebook.com/thepenskypodcast. Leave a comment on this video, the wrap-up video, or you can leave an iTunes review on iTunes. And you get two tickets for the iTunes review. Email thepenskyfilevideo@gmail.com to let me know what you've done. I'll put your names into an Excel spreadsheet. I'll pick a winner using random.org, and that person will get a t-shirt. Cool. Guys, thanks very much for watching, listening, all that stuff. I appreciate it. It's been great. Leave me any feedback. Contact me on Twitter, Facebook, email, thepenskyfilevideo@gmail.com. Once again, thepenskyfilevideo@gmail.com. Let me know how things are going. Let me know what you like, what you don't like about the show. It's been fun. We're having a lot of good times, and we're looking forward to season six, everybody involved with this. So thank you again. Enter the giveaway, leave some comments, win a t-shirt, and I'll see you in a couple days.